The simplest explanation is that the servers we're running most of Second Life on now, we had to buy. We had to go and look at what server offerings there were out there in the world. We had to do a lot of testing and qualifying of each of those different server types. And then we had to buy a lot of them and put them in racks in a data center that we pay rent and power and air conditioning for and network connectivity and all of that. And I have to sign those bills every month now, so I know that what that amounts to. We kind of reached the point a little while ago where some of the stuff we're running Second Life on today is now far enough behind that it was time to think about, well, we need to define a new generation of servers. And we need to go out there and go through that big process of qualifying what hardware we're going to buy and testing it and negotiating about prices for it and then buying a whole bunch of them and stacking them all up. And just that conversion process is a big, expensive project. Today, it's not really necessary to go through that. Amazon and Google and Microsoft are all doing that all day long, every day. They have teams bigger than all of Linden Lab doing just that over and over and over and over again. They're doing it for us, and we can just rent the results. And they're all very good at it. So by moving from our current model to putting it on cloud service or services, we'll be able to essentially take advantage of the fact that they're doing that work for us on a continuous basis. And we can just say, well, you know, this particular region type or this new product offering that we're going to roll out isn't getting quite the performance we want. Instead of having to go out, find and test and buy a new generation of hardware to solve that problem, we'll just be able to go to the catalog of stuff from our cloud providers and say, yeah, that one looks right. Check that box. Now we're moved. So that's the most immediate benefit.